Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queen,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm in drag Juicebox.
And I'm in drag Cynthia Kiss.
Together.
We're here together in drag. I feel like this is the most rare blue moon semi-qualified experience.
Yes. We were at a gig. We're in Seattle right now together because it is Pride season and we are being shipped everywhere.
Yes.
And we just so happened to be finishing a gig together and we were both in the car and we were like, okay, well, let's go get out of drag and record.
Really quickly.
Really, really quick. And then maybe like either go out or go to bed. And Kendall Gander, the bane of my existence.
The smart social media guru.
Furious.
She said, don't get it a drag. Record the pod in drag because that's great and fun and flirty and fresh. And I feel like it's cute. Are you loving it, Juice?
I was in the front seat. Furious.
So mad. it was starting to enter like tantrum energy.
Like where I was just like, I am not doing it.
Like, so you're like, I have slept for two hours.
I want to get out of this drag. Like she was just like, I think that you are not stupid, but I don't think you are smart if you don't do it.
But if this isn't a commercial for the Patreon visual experience of semi-qualified queens, I don't know what is, because we look stunning.
And for those of you who aren't watching right now, who aren't a part of the Patreon, I'm gonna describe our looks. Cynthia is in a brand new bob.
Yes.
It's rooted. She has some red tips. There's a soft wave to it. She's very pretty.
It's padam-padam hair.
It's very padam-padam hair. It's gorgeous.
The Kylie padam, like, wave.
And I am in a roots tank top. I'm in my full face. And I have a short little... Oh, how would you describe this hair?
It's your shaved side.
My shaved side, Cynthia
One Kiss. Direction / Cynthia Kiss / Daniel.
Cynthia out of drag hair.
Cynthia out of drag hair.
But to keep it out of my face, I have a purple butterfly clip.
You see that, Patreon?
Purple butterfly clip.
I'm obsessed.
I feel very soft and dainty.
We are giving it to you because I feel like for the first, I don't know, are we going to podcast different if we're like in drag? Is this the first time? We've podcasted in drag separately,
mm-hmm.
but have we podcasted in drag together?
No.
I feel like this is the very first time.
Yeah.
And that is so funny to me.
And I'm on no sleep and Cynthia's on four white claws. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I got there and I was just like, it's going to be one of those nights. A white claw night.
I've never really seen Cynthia pissed, but drunk pissed.
No, I have like a good composure.
Yeah.
Kendall was actually just talking about that. We had like a real heart to heart the other night. And I was like, oh yeah, I was smashed. And she was like, what?
Really?
Like she couldn't tell because I'm pretty put together.
Well, I think for people like me and Kendall, like there was a stark difference.
Yeah. So to hear like someone under the influence, I get that.
Yeah. Like I was never someone who was like, when I was under the influence, people would have been like, you were drunk.
You'd be like, I was full aware.
Yeah. They were like, no, you were drunk.
Yeah. No, I assumed.
Yeah. No, I figured.
I smelt you.
Yeah. I saw how you acted. Yeah. So that's
so funny, but we're here. Let it out.
That was me and not Cynthia, by the way.
I know. Sometimes I feel like we have to distinguish.
Well, because you're drunk and you think the drunk one would be the one burping.
Uh-huh,
but no, no, y'all.
Thank you.
It's me.
It was the cherry Coca-Cola.
We're in America and I found a cherry Coke and I am not a pop person, really. Pop is my weakness, but I try not to drink it. But I found a cherry Coke and I decided, you know what? I'm barely sleeping and I've barely eaten today. I'm having a cherry Coke.
I looked at Juice sitting in the shotgun of our Uber today. Saying to her,
hitting on our Uber driver.
Hitting on our driver, being like, America has everything. It's like the Wild West here. Because we were in this extra large Tesla. And then she was like, and guns. Like it was radiating.
It's almost exactly like that.
It was Jennifer Coolidge coded. Yeah. And I was just so happy to like witness it.
They have everything.
It's the Wild, Wild West.
Everything's bigger. They have self-driving cars. They have Cherry Coke. Everything.
Everything. Because we're in Seattle. I feel like it's Vancouver with more people.
Hello, Seattle. Do you know the Owl City song?
No. Clearly not.
Wow.
I know. I love that. What's the other Owl City song they do?
Fireflies.
Fireflies. That one's cute.
I loved Owl City, that album.
It's a vibe.
Mm. Do you know what else is a vibe?
fucking All Stars 8.
I was just like, are we ever going to get to it?
We got to get to it. We got to dive in.
Yeah, we got to dive into maybe the...
Is it episode 8?
It's draining the life out of me.
I'm just like...
It's not good.
It's becoming a thing that I just... Because of the podcast, SQ Cuties, like, I love you so much. I love you so much. And so I'm just trying to, like, muster up the energy to be like, I'm focused, I'm doing this. But it's Pride season, so we're like super busy too.
I watch it while I paint.
Yes. So it's like this time where we're trying to like fit it in. I'm happy in doses with this season where it's like, oh yeah, go Jimbo. Oh yeah, go Jessica Wilde. Oh yeah, go Alexis in pockets. But I don't know how often that happens.
I just find like the whole season is just kind of lackluster. I think there's something to be said about sometimes a season is good and sometimes a season just isn't good, and there's nothing to do with the talents, it has nothing to do with the people casted. I think it's just like the way that the kind of cookie crumbles.
100%.
And I'm gonna go turn off the air conditioning. Yeah, I could see it wearing away at your body.
Not wearing away, but I was like, oh wait, we should turn it off.
Do you know when you're podcasting with someone and you can tell that there's something bothering them? Cynthia always does that. She'll be like looking at something and I'm like, oh, that's driving her crazy.
Because I want the sound to be nice for you. Okay, we're back. Air conditioner free. So if we get, oh my God, did I hit yours?
You're fine.
Okay, cute.
You're fine.
Okay, cute.
I'm on a stool.
She's on a stool. Hotel furniture for the win. Okay, so last week, Lala Reid killed it and won the maxi, and we said goodbye to Kahana. It's now top five.
Wow.
Is it?
It is.
It's top five.
I didn't even notice.
Well, they talked about it a little bit.
They talked about it a lot. I'm just realizing how much they talked about it, and I'm just sitting here like, it was. Like, I'm such a dick. But yeah, so top five. Everyone kind of comes in, and I didn't feel like they had like a big sort of moment when they all came in.
Didn't Jimbo throw bologna?
Oh, ew, yeah.
That was like a full moment, too.
Yeah, no, she just threw bologna at everybody, and it was just them talking about, like, why does her bologna smell like that?
And then it was disgusting. Because you know that hasn't been refrigerated for a very long time.
But it was probably bologna that she just keeps, like, in a suitcase.
No, I couldn't.
My bologna.
Do you eat bologna?
No, I'm not seven.
But have you?
When I was a child.
Yeah.
Like, and my parents were just, like, trying to save a quick buck, so they'd feed me egg salad sandwiches and bologna.
Man. I noticed Alexis Michelle's bologna had a hole in the middle.
She fucked it.
So does that mean she, like, chomped it down and ate it?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I saw it. I was like, she went there. And like, how did she make that happen?
That's disgusting. Imagine she actually put that in her...
And then she, like, stuck her tongue. The bologna scene was unexpected. I don't know if I
needed it. Have you ever eaten bologna?
No.
Oh, you've never eaten bologna?
Like, I literally have no recollection. I was a very picky eater when I was a child.
How can I describe bologna? It's like vinegary.
Synthetic?
No, it's like vinegary, gamey? I could almost say gamey. No, it's not pleasant. Oh, no. But like as a child, it's kind of, but it's also kind of sweet. So it's like, it's great like meat for kids because it's sweet meat.
Okay. Is it kind of like ham?
Sweet ham.
Okay, I hate that.
Yeah, no, it's, don't eat it.
I hate how sweet ham is in general. So bologna would be like...
Oh, you don't like a Christmas ham?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I fuck with a Christmas ham.
No, it's not the vibe. I don't like when it's too sweet.
With like pineapple? Or maple syrup?
Stop. Ruining other things. I like a turkey.
I make a really good turkey.
I bet you do, bitch. You're a great cook.
I would love to make you a turkey dinner. I make a very good turkey dinner. It's my favorite thing to make.
So Alexis definitely, definitely chomped on that bologna.
Like, I would love to make a turkey dinner.
I was like, no segue. We have to dive back in. But she definitely ate it. Everyone was disgusted. Candy could not breathe to continue on with the scene. So they reset. And then we discussed that no one voted Alexis Michelle from last week. It said... Unanimously, it's Kahana. And I feel like she had that coming because she low-key tried to
leave.
She high-key tried to drop
out. She 100% tried to leave. So it's just like, they all were just like, okay, there's the door, bitch, kind of thing. So yeah, I don't think it would have made sense for her to kind of get yeeted out. But we get to this week's challenge and it's You're a Winner, Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a design challenge. And I kind of really like the idea of this design challenge. It's where they come in with boxes and they're each inspired by different All-Stars winners. So we have Shea Coulee, Trinity, The Tuck, Kylie Sony Glove, Monet Exchange, and Trixie Mattel. And because Lala won last week, she distributed the boxes, and Lala took Shea. Alexis went with Trinity. Jessica got Kylie Sony Glove. Candy got Monet Exchange, and Jimbo got Trixie Mattel.
Martel. Okay, choose. Which box would you have wanted?
Trixie.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I could see that.
Pink and bubbly and sparkly. I would have jumped at that one. What about you?
Probably I could fuck with Kylie or Shay.
Kylie, I could see on you.
Well, of course.
Oh my God. Yeah. Kylie, I could see. Shay's were interesting because they were almost jewel toned.
I didn't see that being what was going to be in her treasure chest.
Honestly, when they opened it though, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I know that that's probably not what Lala was expecting. Mm-hmm. But when she opened it, it was very much like, because when you really think of the way that Shay presented herself in a lot of her drag,
yes,
it did kind of have a lot of those colors.
100%.
Remember when she walked in, she was wearing basically like pink, baby blue, and like a little bit of like a gray with the and green with those like palm things on
her. No, you're so right. You're absolutely right.
She does. She likes color. There's always a little bit of color going on.
Yeah. So it's... it's kind of, it's making sense. Each girl has picked something. I love that Lala got to choose the boxes.
Yeah.
She was feeling the power.
She was feeling the power. And it was like the production slowly telling you, you're leaving.
I think my favorite is Jimbo getting Trixie. For some reason, because I feel like it's unexpected. But really? But it's expected at the same time.
Yeah, like, I felt like it was a little bit expected.
Like, handed to her?
Well, if you think about it.
Juice is making love to her cherry.
I love a cherry. I'm almost done. You won't have to deal with this much longer. But if you think about it, like Jimbo style and Trixie style, there's a lot of reflection there. Mm-hmm. Like it's an exaggerated body shape. It's just an exaggerated makeup. It's bright and colorful. Jimbo's bright and colorful. I felt like it made perfect sense. If anything, if she wanted to fuck her up, she would give her Jessica or she would give her Kylie.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. So this episode was interesting because it had like a lot of time in the sewing room. I felt like there was a lot of scenes of the queens making these looks.
It felt like a lot of behind the scenes.
Didn't it?
Do you know what I would have loved in an episode like this? A little bit of behind the scenes and a lot of Untucked.
Yeah.
You know? I would have loved that. Well, because Untucked is now separate. They don't put it in the episode anymore. That's why it goes right to the lipsticks right after now.
It comes to this point in the season where I think there's like a funny amount of contestants where you can't do too many stories, but then it's like how much like drama, edge of your seat moments can you have? I feel like Untucked can kind of just like keep you intrigued.
And I feel like all of the drama things were just like, is my alliance working out? I don't know. Like, I felt like that's all they had.
You know, like one of the stories was Alexis. She went home on a ball challenge. So for this, she's like, deciding to really lean into drag. She just kept saying, I'm doing drag.
Do you know what I'm really disappointed in? Not once did she say, I almost went blind stoning this Michelle. I would have jumped at that opportunity to say something like that. Because it's one of the funniest things she's ever said.
I know.
I almost went blind stoning this Michelle. Well, still not good enough. Like, well. Just... Oh my God, that was so funny. Anyways.
Are we worried about Candy's lack of sewing experience? Do we even care?
I don't know if I care.
I know.
Because Candy always was, like she said, she was able to make something out of nothing. So even if she doesn't have sewing experience, she's going to be able to create a garment.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we've got Jimbo not wanting to start anything. Just kind of like putzing around.
It was the most Jimbo thing to Jimbo.
Totally. I feel like at this point, she's the only queen being like, I can still chew up the scenery and be like flirty and fun right now. Everyone else is too stressed about sewing.
Yes.
I feel like Jimbo secretly was just like, I still got this in the bag. So I have time to like make a little something for the cameras.
I wasn't worried about Jimbo in the least bit. No. And I think they gave us a nice bit of like tension, you know, with Jimbo like, oh no, he didn't start. Oh no, he's not going to do his makeup. I did think that was bold.
Yeah.
To not do the makeup at all.
Oh, let's unpack that.
That was.
Okay. Here's my thing about not even putting makeup underneath the balaclava. What if you win and then you have to lip sync against an assassin and you change a costume?
She wouldn't have changed.
She would just have to stay.
she would have stayed in it.
Because that's all I could think was, like, what if you do well? It's, like, one more chance to, like, perform on the show. But, alas.
Knowing Jimbo, she would have, like, put on one lash and then smeared pink lipstick all over her face.
Yeah, really quickly.
Yeah.
Just something, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just something.
But confident. Very confident.
Oh, very confident. Or she would have made it, like, a thing. Like, she would have, like, walked out, showed her boy face, and then, like, did her, like, a bad drag makeup, like, made it more clowny. That's what I think Jimbo would have done.
With more delicatessen items.
It was like, it would be like,
macaroni bologna.
No, it would be like, This Is My Life, by Dina Cass, but Jimbo's version.
Perfect.
This is my life. If it, for the SQ cuties who haven't seen that, look up This Is My Life by Dina Cass on YouTube. It's one of the best drag numbers ever created. You've seen it.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was like, imagine she's like, no, I'd be like, okay, we're pausing.
No, the you're like, we have to watch right now.
Yeah.
No, absolutely iconic. Where are we? So the queens are working away in the sewing room. Yeah. And I said it before, I'm kind of a little bored.
No, I didn't care.
I know.
I didn't care.
I feel, yeah, it's a funny amount of queens.
It's a funny amount of queens, you know, and like we have things like Alexis talking about
just construction.
That's it.
Like sewing a dress. She's like, not only do I have to like sew the side seams, I have to install the zipper.
Yeah, babe.
And then it's and then I have to finish it with embellishments.
Yeah.
She's just like,
it's
basically
a design challenge. Thank you for enlightening us.
She literally was just explaining how like dresses one work. Completes a look.
Yeah. It felt like it was really grasping at straws with this one, where we were just like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So like, that's that. But you know, this is the podcast. We got to carry on too. But you want to take a quick break and talk about our partner for the podcast this week? We are so excited to talk about our partner for the podcast this week. It's Athletic Greens. AG1 is a nutritional drink that I personally take every day because I want to make sure I'm taking all of my vitamins and nutrients. And this is one simple step. You literally just open it, scoop it, throw it in your water, shake her up, and that's your AG1 mix. That's it.
AG1 is a nutritional drink that I have in my morning ritual, and I take AG1 in the morning before my workout, and it makes me feel like I've actually done something good for my body. And my favorite part is actually how good it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got kind of like an apple-y, fruity taste. And you know, when you see something green, you think it's going to be like bitter, but it's actually like really enjoyable. I'm always in a really big rush in the morning, so having something quick and easy to help with my overall health is very much a blessing.
Isn't it so simple?
It's easy.
It makes me feel like I'm on top of my day. Like, I'm like, everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I've done my scoop of AG1.
You've done your scoop of AG1, not a pop.
Not
as
a pop.
As I'm just, like, sitting here sipping on one. I'm just like, God, I should have had my AG1.
Life is all about balance. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to athleticgreens.com/SQQ. That's athleticgreens.com/SQQ. Check it out. It really supports the podcast. I know sometimes with the sponsorships, it can get cheesy, but we really support. It really helps us, you know, grow the channel, and it means so much. So check out those URLs if you really are thinking about some nutrients in your life.
Yeah, and they're worth it.
They're worth it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to ever support something that we don't actually believe in. So AG1.
AG1.
Mm.
Back to the show. So should we dive in to the main stage?
Cover Girl. I miss when they did that song.
I know, me too.
It's a good one.
So RuPaul walks out in hot take, one of the worst looks I've seen in a very, very long time.
What was she wearing?
I think it was an homage to one of like earlier Ru looks.
Oh, with the purple shoes.
No, but it was like that. Like I'm talking like Brooklyn in the 80s, like gender fuck, like
I don't remember
it just the hair, I didn't find it. It was very shaggy and like mullety, and then she did that like inner black eyeliner thing.
Oh yeah. It's all coming back.
I just felt
it was fine.
I just really didn't, it didn't sit right with me.
That's fine. It was
So that's my take on that. And then Michelle kind of looked like a bride, a chic bride. She was all in white.
Was she?
Yes.
Did I watch this episode?
Did you watch this episode?
I don't remember that. She's good.
Are we still in drag?
Oh, God, I am. You're lucky I haven't ripped my lashes or anything off.
I know. I thought you were going to, like, de-drag as we went.
I didn't want to be doing the AG1 without dry gum.
Fair. Yeah. I love you.
I didn't want to be like, do AG1 with my lash coming off. Yeah. I thought I would keep it on until then.
See, cutie, she's a professional. Michelle looks like a bride.
Yeah.
Ross kind of looks like a couch from Palm Springs.
They kept making jokes about how much of a top he is, and it makes me wildly uncomfortable every single time. I'm like, ooh.
And it's like, what's the intention there? Like, you're married.
Also, the sexualization of Ross Matthews, just, I can never get behind.
I can't get behind calling him hilarious.
Yeah.
That's the greater offense. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I think there's times where Ross can be very clever, but it always makes me smile when it's like, his tagline is the hilarious.
I just think Ross Matthews is so overtly serious on the show. Uh-huh. And they call him the hilarious Ross Matthews. And he's like, you need to do better. You suck at this. Like, I will never understand it.
Yeah, the most earnest judge is the hilarious judge.
Also, he makes Michelle look like a soft, like, sweet mom. Because sometimes the shit he says, I'm like, Divalicious Diva, calm down.
Calm down.
Like, my God. So, anyways.
Take a nap.
Take a nap. I should take a nap. Take a Xanax.
But I actually thought this was a really fun maxi challenge. The idea of creating something as far as like the theme being like, I'm a winner, baby. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
So fun.
Speaking of winners, who the fuck is Brandon Boy?
He's a musician. I don't know his songs, though.
I mean, he was handsome and it looked like he was having fun. But what I liked about it is I missed the days of Drag Race where we have no idea who the guest judge is.
Yes.
Right, where there's such a D-list celebrity.
Was Brandon giving you D-list celebrity?
I'm looking him up.
He's a musician. He's a musician of some sort. I feel like it's kind of like electronic.
Brandon Boy?
It's giving me that energy. It's giving me that energy.
You give me that. You give me that. Delta Work?
Yes.
Not Brandon Bod. Brandon Boy. Boyd. Brandon Boyd. He's a singer.
Yeah.
Lead vocalist of the American rock band Incubus. What? The lead singer of Incubus was there? Oh my God. See, that's what I like about some of the guest judges.
That
makes no sense why the lead singer of Incubus was there. That's so kind. I love that. Anyways.
What did we think of this theme? I'm a winner, baby.
I liked it.
You liked it?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was fun.
Did you find... Okay, first up, we have Candy strutting herself down the runway. I personally think she had that mishap in the workroom where she cut too much open. And then I think she added the plunging neckline. I felt like she covered in too much because she was worried about her first mistake in the sewing room.
I thought it was the fabric was the worst choice. It was crinkly. It did nothing for her body shape. And it was so, so simple. And it wasn't like simple in like a... Like, this is like, you know, you take an accessory off before you leave. Just simple. And like, it looked like a starched garbage bag wrapped around her.
I know what you mean. It was definitely on the simple side.
I didn't like it.
I thought she was kind of caring.
And her face and her makeup and her hair were beautiful.
The wig saved it.
Oh, well, I mean, from the clavicle up was perfect.
Yeah.
Right? And the way she presents it. But the actual dress, as someone with an ugly fucking runway, one of the only things you've ever seen from me is god-awful runway. I can vouch for bad runways. And this was just rough. It was rough boots.
I love the introduction. I can say this.
Because I've been ugly before.
Up next, we have Jimbo. And I wrote down creepy cute. It looks kind of... I wish there was like a hat or something.
A chapeau.
I agree. Just something to like round out the head because the sleeves were so voluminous.
Like a like pigtails or something.
Yeah.
What I didn't like about not his look, but what was happening with his look was the way that they were saying that he was like, or Jimbo was like innovating some kind of look. And I'm just like, this look is very typical of like a lot of entertainers.
Yes.
Like, it was, like, I know, like, Yovska and, like, a ton of entertainers where this is just their bread and butter and how they perform and how they look. Mm-hmm. And everyone was just like, you are such a genius. Mm-hmm. And I have never in my life seen anything like that.
See material go overhead.
Like, I was just like, okay, let's not. Like,
yeah.
You know, that I was kind of annoyed by. But... Mm-hmm. Jimbo did a great job and I thought it was beautiful, but like saying that like it's never been done before. This is so perfect. And I cannot believe your mind works like this. I was like, it's what? Where are we all watching the same show? Do we live in the same country? Like,
anyways, I thought you'd be the spicy one today. Wow.
I don't know. I'm obsessed. 2 hours of sleep, divas. Let's go.
I'm literally obsessed. I need to have popcorn. This episode is amazing. Okay. Well, I have to ask you, spicy one, what did we think of Lala Ri?
Oh, I felt bad.
This to me was just not giving. I actually don't think she should have added the silver neckline and cuffs. I felt like it was, it made it look like a Star Trek uniform or something, a little more like costumey.
I mean, it was not the worst thing she's ever, because the bags was like the worst.
Yeah, you can't say it's the worst.
It's not the worst, and it was well constructed, to a point. But it just, I think if she didn't make it sound, like if we didn't know what she wanted to make, mm-hmm. I don't think I would have hated it as much.
Yeah, what was her intention here?
She wanted to do like one of those high clam, like American pageant gowns. And I was just like, ooh.
You're like, you're not delivering that.
Yeah, that's going to be an undertaking. Like, ay.
You're giving us like minimalist, simple shift.
When she said, I only have one sleeve because I ran out of fabric, I went, safe. She's safe. She is safe just for that comment.
I mean, we do love her.
Oh my God, I think she's so fucking funny. But yeah, it was kind of...
But what do we think of Alexis Michelle?
I'm trying to think of what does hers look like.
It was very blue and she had feathers popping out of her head.
Oh, it was pretty.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
Wins this week.
I didn't think it should win.
Do we think it deserved it?
No.
No?
No. I think it was for storyline.
Okay. And then we have Jessica. I felt like hers had potential, but I wanted certain, like, that handkerchief drape to be shorter in certain spots. I felt like the dress was too long.
Yeah. Yeah. I truly felt like Jimbo should have won the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they didn't give it to Jimbo because of the danger of the lip sync.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean the danger of, like, having her go again, perform, and then that be, like, a thing?
Because she doesn't have makeup on, and she would not have time to put makeup on. And, like, we're making up this thing in our head, like, she would have just done this. But, like, I think production thought, we can't physically have this person win because they can't lip sync without hurting themselves.
That's actually really smart.
Because I felt like her look was the most creative, the most put together, the most cohesive. And while Alexis's looked pretty and it was well constructed, it wasn't a winner for me.
You hear that, Alexis? We don't believe in your win.
Do you know, throw it away. You don't need that money, Alexis.
Here's the thing. I thought it was well executed.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just... don't think it was a win.
It didn't feel like a win for me.
Thank you.
It didn't radiate enough Trinity the tuck. Like, I felt like she could have done something about a tuck. What if she had done a gown, but then there was like a super high slit that you actually saw like panty?
Oh, I feel like even with Trinity's gown, she has a little bit of that aspect of body.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that aspect of body. I think it should have been more bodycon if you wanted to really go for it. Like, really cinch, really pad, really bust it out. Because Trinity always has that sense of, like, the body.
100%.
But you have to keep in mind, I think we have to keep in mind that it's not about becoming that person. It's about just taking their color palette.
I guess, right? Because they were deciding that in the workroom. It was like, we don't have to cosplay them right now.
No, it's just about kind of taking their color palette and adapting it to you. Sorry. I had a cherry Coke. I'm raspy now.
I like it. I have my cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
Just Lana Del Rey.
And this week's second sponsor is Cherry Coke.
Oh my God, I wish.
Oh, I would die.
The hypocrisy of pushing AG1.
And then a cherry Coke.
And a cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
Life is about balance.
Life's about balance. You want to get your probiotics in the morning, but then you also want to fill your stomach with carbonation.
I feel like Delta Work one time talked about if any food is too rich, cleansing your palate with a Coca-Cola is like the perfect thing to do.
It's the most American thing I've ever heard in my life.
But it resonates with me.
That is the most USA. USA. That is what I feel.
One time I had that experience and I had a little bit of Diet Coke and I literally thought of her. I was like, she's right.
I would have a limoncello.
Ooh. Is that like a Sprite-esque kind of like Fresca drink?
No, I don't know. But one time I was having gelato and they said to clear my palate to have something lemon.
Oh, hey, lemon.
So I would have a limoncello.
Don't even have to ask for it for me to get it.
Sorry, that took me a second. I'm trying to get it.
Okay, but that was our runway. We didn't really love the winner. We thought Jimbo should have won.
Yeah.
But I feel like overall everyone did a great job, but our bottoms happened to be Candy and Lala. And Lala.
Which made sense.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was actually like, except for our winners this week, it felt pretty fair.
Yeah, the bottoms, I was like, because this is the one thing, when you're top five, if you're not the best, you're in the bottom.
Yep.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So yeah, I was just kind of, but it made sense. But then our lipstick assassin.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, freshman.
I love.
Nikki Doll.
Nikki Doll.
No, I didn't see this coming.
Me neither.
No, I'm happy about it. I love Nikki.
She was there. She showed up. She looked cute.
She looked cute. It was a cute lip sync.
Yes.
Yes. It was fine.
Absolutely.
I thought.
What song was it?
It was like a, you did something. It was a, these boots are made for walking.
Boots are made for
walking. I think it was like the perfect kind of song for those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like absolutely. It made sense. Like Nikki has that kind of like old Hollywood kind of.
Yes. And they could take their time with it. It's kind of like musical theater.
Yeah. And Nikki's sense, like the way she performs, gives me very much like that sort of 60s mod vibe.
Yeah. You take your time. It's almost, it's the burlesque in them. Yeah. The showgirl in both of Alexis and Nikki.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I thought it was cute.
I thought it was, yeah, it was a cute lip sync. I didn't think it was like a banger, but I was like, oh, it's adorable. You know?
But tell us who took it. Who won?
Alexis.
Alexis won.
Did you see that coming?
Kind of. I felt like it was split.
I felt like they were pretty in the middle.
I think she took it at that last little part where she really said, I'm going to like quick step. I'm
going to. Yeah, her. Dun, 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 dun.
She gave it.
But I thought, I felt like Nikki was too in that part, but you could, but Alexis looked like your auntie who had a little bit too many vodka crayons. You know, she was really giving it.
Exactly. She's the aunt at the wedding.
Took the shoes off. She's like, I haven't had a night out in months. It's getting wild.
In 3 years.
3 years. My kids are finally old enough. Let's party. Like, that was the energy I was getting.
And therefore, she won.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that made sense. But I thought it was pretty middle of the ground for both of them. It could have went to either, and I would have been like, so yeah, so it goes to, so Nikki loses.
Nikki loses.
Goes to Miss Alexis, and Alexa goops, gags, and gaslights everyone on stage.
I didn't see this coming. I thought Alexis, Michelle, and Lala Ree had a pact. I thought they had a pact where it was like she saved her last week and therefore would not be sending
at Lala. The top of the episode, she went, I've got you, babe. And then she comes to it and she goes, I don't got you. I don't got you. And it's like, I don't understand, because it's like everyone's been talking about like getting rid of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't get rid of, I feel like she got rid of competition in a sense of like performing. Like Lala is an incredible performer and mm-hmm. no one can touch the way she performs. But Candy is a better overall.
I know.
Candy's like a professional drag race player.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, oh, here's a professional drag race player. I have a chance to send them home.
And you're
like,
I should do that. I should do that for strategy.
And she's like, nope.
Do you think she was worried about the backlash from fans?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I picked up on too.
I say that with my whole chest. My whole chest.
My whole blocked brows.
My whole blocked brow, which is
holding up.
Oh my God.
We actually both held up pretty decent.
I know. I started cleaning my skin with alcohol before I do it.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, yeah. My brows were popping
all the time.
Every single time.
And Botox helps.
This week's sponsor is Botox.
Discord.
But yeah, so she goops gags everyone, sends them Lala.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, but at the same time, I kind of did.
I mean, it felt like Lala's time.
I could feel Alexis like feeling kind of shaky about it because the way she navigated this episode. Oh my God. By flat out saying she wouldn't do this.
I will never do this to you. Go home. Like, what?
It's so Alexis to do as well.
I'm just surprised she didn't cry.
She was probably very close. Like, if Lala had gotten upset, she would
have cried. Oh, if she got upset, she would have like,
I was waiting for Lala to say on the runway, we had a deal.
Oh, that would have been camp.
I would do that.
Oh, that would have,
if you had a deal,
when I send you home, can you scream that?
Of course.
We had a deal, Juice.
We had a deal.
No, you get to the end of the runway and you look over and you go, podcast is over.
The show where we don't talk about all things drag
because it's over. And RuPaul's like, huh? Did you see the part where RuPaul didn't understand Alexis's joke?
Which one?
She said something about Alexis being ready, and Alexis said like a joke, and Ruwan,
she just didn't get it. Like a virgin in a jailhouse full of sailors or something.
Yeah.
And like, then, that was her response.
And Ruth just straight up went, like she just didn't get the joke.
Okay, great.
Okay, great. Okay.
Like just nothing. I was like, oh, okay. She doesn't give a fuck.
Do we have any callers on the pod? Oh my God. Amazing. We want to hear from you.
Daisy.
Let's hear from Daisy.
Daisy Lynn.
Hi girlies. It's me, Daisy. I'm back from again to tell you that I'm so sorry. I sounded like a 5-year-old last time I recorded this, but I wasn't. I was just really timid and didn't want to sound stupid. So I raised the pitch of my voice by like 2 levels. So I have a question that has really been boggling my mind for a little tiny bit now. After seeing Trixie Mattel, where Trixie actually gets to work on a project that she wants to do and films it all, do you think if you ever had the opportunity to, you would do something similar to that? And what kind of project would it be? Would you share the opportunity with anyone else, or would it just be yourself doing it? And then, like, if that isn't like up to your speed, do you think you would ever do like a competition reality competition show ever again that isn't Drag Race, like something like Queen of the Universe, or even if you're insane enough, go on Dragula, like J. Julie. So yeah, that was all my questions. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this one.
Aw, thank you, Daisy. A ton of questions. We love you.
Daisy, I'm going to be really honest. There was a few questions in there, and I'm having trouble remembering them all.
The one that stuck out to me was if we would ever do any other reality TV.
Because we looked at each other and we went, we did.
Juice Box, I feel like a couple months ago, messaged me.
Oh my God. Money Island.
Can we talk about this?
I don't care. Yeah. They didn't call us back.
They didn't call us back. But literally, Juice one day was like, there's this show where you compete as duos on an island.
Money Island.
And you can win up to,
I think it was like a half a million. I think it was half a mil. But we could win half a mil. That's more than Drag Race Girls.
And it was so funny because I kind of just was like improvising it. I was just like, yes, and. And as we started to fill out the application form, started to really lay out the nitty gritty as far as the conditions.
And both of us were like, we can't do that.
Are you comfortable with like surviving in the wilderness?
And both of us were like, no.
Are you comfortable starting a fire by yourself? No. Like, it was literally so insane.
We're literally, and like our thing was just like, Juice, do you know how to do this? And I'd be like, no.
Like, I was just so scared that we were going to get cast and then actually die out there.
Well, and it was happening like almost peak Pride season,
I think. Yeah.
So like, I would have had to cancel like at least 5 gigs.
Yeah, because we wanted to start fires in the woods.
Yeah. And then so when they didn't call us, I was like,
I secretly was very relieved.
Ooh, I was loudly relieved.
It was easy come, easy go. Like, I felt like you hit me up about it, and then it was like, that day, let's like quickly bang out an audition.
Yeah. And then they just never called us, and it was the universe going, nar, vibes.
Nar.
But I will say, I am going to apply to a few reality TV shows.
In the future. Can we talk about Kimora and Starzy?
Yes. Oh my God, they did Amazing Race. So here's the thing. I was going to apply to the Amazing Race.
With who?
I was going to ask you, but then I thought I was going to ask Jackson because I like the dynamic of the drag queen and the straight guy.
And he can pick you up.
And he's so 6 feet tall.
So tall.
Very tall. Anyways, so I thought about that. But then I was also just like, you have to like jump out of planes.
Yeah, it's intense, girl.
It's a scary one. I actually was offered a spot in do you know that reality TV show where it's almost like The Amazing Race, but they're being coached by like Olympic athletes? It was a Canadian one.
No.
I was scouted for it.
And yeah. You said no?
I said no.
Wow.
It was, again, peak Pride season.
Right.
It was peak Pride season. And I was just like, and I straight up told the casting director, who was like, I want you on the show. I said, is it going to be like this? And he was just like, I just think you'll be so amazing at it. And I'm like, I don't want to be. And I'm not saying they were, but I was like, I don't want to be exploited.
Yeah.
for, like, I get they wanted, like, the growth story of me overcoming things, mm-hmm. but also I know how I am, I know how I react, and I know how my boundaries are, and I wouldn't want those things to be exploited for a TV show. If I don't want to do something, I don't do it. I'm 34.
That part. I'm proud of you for saying no.
Thank you.
But that's pretty cool that you got scouted.
Yeah.
That was like a day where you're just like, yeah, I'm that girl.
I was in Vancouver shopping for rain boots.
And you went, yeah, I'll buy the rain boots.
Yeah, I did. They were UGG.
No red. And you wear them all the time.
I wear them when it rains with my yellow raincoat.
It's really cute. So you hear that, Daisy?
What about you?
I would do it, but I haven't, like, I don't have as much, like, in motion as what you're talking about.
Okay.
Like, as far as, like,
being... She's waiting for the other phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like... absolutely. She's like, I'm not trying to break that contract.
Yeah, but I would absolutely say yes. If, like, approached, mm-hmm. like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Party. Mm-hmm. You know?
Let's go and roll.
Let's go and roll. Let's freaking go.
Reddit's just like... dee, 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 dee,
dee. But yeah. No, thank you for your question, Daisy.
Daisy Lynn.
I know it was a shorter little episode, Juice, but like I kind of liked it. I think it's like a flirty length.
We're both in drag and it's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. And you know what? Anthony will be like, oh, it's Pride. I don't have to edit that much. And you all can go out and have a happy Pride, post-Pride, I don't know, nap.
Yeah, if any of you are like super into your routine and expect podcasts to be the true hour, this is just going to be like
a nice 35.
A gift of time. The gift of time. Mm-hmm. You get to do whatever else you want with this episode.
As I take my lashes off.
While we take our lashes off.
But if you guys want to be a part of the conversation, don't forget to follow us on all of our socials at Instagram.com. What the fuck?
Instagram.com.
You can follow us on Instagram at S. Where is our thing? Oh my God. Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod. Twitter at SQQpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions. Or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Or if you want to be like Daisy, you can record a voice note at www.speakpipe.com/SQQpod. Bye, cuties. Wow, you're really getting out of drag.
Bye.